Okay.
There were times when we had very hard times, and then there were other times when I felt like, well, I was just on top of the world. And we loved each other a lot. We went through a lot together. But somehow we always managed to pay our rent and keep our head above water, out of the water. And to this day, we are still friends. She's a lot of help to me right now in my life. And certain things, that the problems that I am going through, she's still a great help to me.
She's a very nice woman.
And I still feel very, very, very good when I'm with her. She makes me laugh. She lifts my spirits. There isn't anything really that I could say about her that would be anything but a great person. Mm-hmm. Beautiful human being. And
that's a question that, that's a subject that you brought up that is a question, and that is, this is an ex-lover that you remained friends with. Mm-hmm. Have you remained friends with most of your lovers? Any of your other
lovers?
Well,
yes, getting into that. In fact, this person that we have been discussing is now going with an ex-lover of mine.
So you were lovers with both of those
women?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, this comes after now. This person who is with this person we've just been discussing comes after I broke up with the last one that we were talking about. Then I started going with Bobby,
mm-hmm.
and we were lovers for 3 years.
Mm. How was that? How'd you meet?
Well, I had known Bobby for a long time, and she had gone with another girl for about 13 and a half years, I believe, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch her a lot, and I never really felt that I would ever like to, ever really wanted to be with her, but then, I don't know, I met her a few times, and she had something about her. It interested me, but yet at the same time I wasn't sure. But it was like she started coming to visit me at my house, and it was funny how we started seeing each other. She just kind of would drop by or something, and all of a sudden we became more friendly,
mm-hmm.
and eventually she moved in with me,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed together and we lived together for 3 years.
Now this is like 1958, 9, 16.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it was like, there were things about her though, the only thing, this is one woman that I can say that I truly loved with all my heart and soul. And
mm-hmm.
it was like, why? I don't know. I just don't know what it was, because she was a very masculine looking woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really cared about this, but there was something about her that I liked. We had a lot of arguments though over her dress and the fact that she did not want to be called she, the particular type of work that she was doing. She wanted people to think she was a male. She had all male identification for about 15 or 16 years, I think, to be exact.
She had done all this before you had met
her?
Yes,
yes.
So
she
was already
like
living,
a long time.
Like living as a man?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. If she's passing as a man...
Not now.
I know not now because I know her. But we should also indicate that we have... we can refer to another tape that we have. But the tape on BJ. This is a woman who had been passing as a man, and you met her in a gay bar.
No, she didn't go in the bars too much. I had seen her in the bars, but where we met was, I was friends with her and her ex-lover before me.
Okay.
And they had both visited me at my house. and the time when it we became friends is when she had split up with her ex-lover Barbara, and she started coming to visit me, and we started getting pretty friendly through that type of a thing. We didn't really, we moved in together, but we really didn't, nothing too much was happening right away. Again, it took, but it was kind of soon. It took maybe a couple or 3 weeks, and we were sleeping together and really deciding that we wanted
to. That's interesting. This is the second time. To make a commitment. Did that happen with the one just before her? The woman just before her, who she's actually going with now, did you live together?
It took Judy and I.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
You
yes,
lived together. Did you sleep together immediately? Or did you live together first in that one too?
Let's see. We slept together pretty suddenly because we were both young, and it was like there was just such an attraction there with her. That's one I can say truthfully. It was. Happened fast. It was such an attraction there. We couldn't wait to go to bed. It was like, I'm not saying I'm the type that likes to hop in bed with the first person that comes along.
Sure,
I don't like that feeling.
Yeah,
but it was like there was something there. It was like a magnetism that just drew us together, and we wanted to.
So you were sleeping together before you lived with her.
Yes.
Okay. This next one, you decided to live together.
Yes.
And then you lived together for a little while.
And then we decided to sleep together.
And then you decided to sleep together. It's the second time this happens in your life. It's interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Did it ever happen again? Is that some kind of pattern? Or is that...
The next one, let's see, after Bobby would be... Bev and then Karen. Do we finish Bobby first, or do we go into the other?
I'm just trying to figure out if that's some kind of pattern, either with you or with anybody.
Let's see if I can.
Whether you live together
that.
With people first and then sleep with them.
Okay, Bev was after. Let me see. Yes, let me get this straight. Okay, Bev was after Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
An Indian girl. Who I met through another friend of mine. I didn't even meet her at a gay bar. I met her at a straight bar, in fact. A bar on Grant Street, which is no longer in existence. There is a bar there now, but we used to go to the Crystal Bar, in fact. I used to go there all the time with Jakey. I don't know if you remember Jakey or not.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Jakey and Flowey Fox. I'm sure you must have heard of the two of them.
Are these guys?
No. Jakey was a woman. Some people called her Jackie. And she used to have a tavern on Seneca Street, 1514 Seneca.
Okay.
We used to go in the Crystal Bar quite often.
What was her tavern?
1514 Seneca. That's what it was called.
I see.
And it was at 1514 Seneca, the location of the bar. And that was the name of the tavern, 1514
And that
Seneca.
Was a straight bar that she owned?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, so you go into this Crystal Bar with these two gay women, and you meet Bev, who had been straight?
Right. No, well, she was not straight. But she was the type that did not like her mother to know. Her mother tended bar there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of, I would say she was kind of closeted. Mm-hmm. But to look at her, you could tell. If you, like they say, it takes one to know one. You would look at her, you would be able to tell. I liked her. I found her to be a person that I really liked. We did not live together for a long time. We used to see each other. She used to come to my house and stay sometimes.
They say you had a romantic and sexual relationship with her before you wanted to live in with her.
Right.
So it's, okay, I guess what I'm trying to get at was
like
that a pattern,
and
I guess
type
it wasn't.
Of thing. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it just happened a couple of times.
Just happened.
It would have been interesting to see what that was like.
Dating type of thing.
Yeah.
Drinking type of thing. Then she moved into my house.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lovers for 2.5 years. Just to make a long story short.
Yeah. The lover before that, Bobby, how long were you with her?
3 years.
Okay. And you lived together?
Yes, we did.
And she was very masculine looking.
Yes,
and
she was.
Lived as a male. And
very
a male.
Masculine looking and acting.
So that was a problem for you?
Sometimes, yes. More times than many. I didn't like it at all. Because when we would go places, she would want me to call her he. don't call me she, call me he. Well, I said, but Bobby, you're not a man, you're a woman.
Would you go to straight places or gay places or both? Or
well, she didn't like going to the bars too much. She was working. She was doing roofing and carpentry, and she would come home with grease and tar all over her and from doing all these jobs, and she would be tired. She never wanted to go out much. So we didn't go out a lot, but when we would go to places, we would certainly go to the gay bars.
So you would go together at gay bars. Would she want you to call her he in gay bars?
No, no, she wouldn't. Just in front of the people she worked for and stuff
so
like that.
So the gay people knew her?
Oh, yes.
And gay they knew she was a woman?
Know her. That's right. She was very good friends with a woman named Pat for a long time. They used to get along very well together.
This is the Pat that I know?
Yes.
Uh-huh, okay.
We lived in the same building I lived in that building for 7 years.
Was that in one in Carolina?
Yes.
The whole world lived in Carolina.
Yes, the whole world lived in Carolina. I know. Yes, you said it. But we did stay together 3 years. My heart was broke when we split up, but there were just so many things. She was cheating on me at the end. She was seeing another woman. Mm-hmm. She was seeing someone who was the best friend of a friend of mine, and it's like, you know, God, and she was drinking a lot. Mm-hmm. She did have a problem with drinking. We went through a lot. Mm-hmm. We started out good. We didn't end up so hot. It was heartbreaking. It was just all kinds of things in one, mm-hmm. one scene there in the 3 years. We were not friends for a long, long time. I was very bitter. I was nasty to her. One woman that she married and who has passed away since she married this woman. And this woman gave me a lot of problems. We used to go to bingo a lot. And this woman would make fun of me and aggravate me. And I just had
this
a very bad
a woman,
temper. This was her, a person that she started going with after.
After you.
Right.
This was her next lover.
Right. And we started fighting and not getting along. And it was a long, long time. I would say it took me about, really and truthfully, about 3 years to get over Bobby. And just very recently, we are friends.
Mm-hmm.
We are able to talk now. We are able to get along, communicate. We have become very good friends, in fact. Now she's back living as a woman under her right name. She doesn't carry the male ID or identity thing mm-hmm. anymore. She's with someone. They seem to get along very well together. Mm-hmm. They've been together about 3 years.
It's interesting because you were lovers with both of
those women
who are now lovers with each other.
That's right.
And they were both butch with you.
That's right.
And they now they're with each other.
And I don't know what's happening.
And
how or
is somebody anybody?
Well, I don't know. We did talk about it, but sometimes I don't understand just where Judy's coming from. So I can't answer that too well. I don't know who's who there.
Because, I'll ask them.
Yeah, sometimes, right, sometimes Bobby appears very feminine mm-hmm. in the things she puts on, and other times she just seems that she should be more butch. And sometimes Judy appears more like she would be the aggressive type. So it's very hard to tell. I don't really know what's happening here at this point.
Yeah.
But I do know they have both proved to be very good friends. It is funny how you can really sit down and you can, like we go places, we've gone places to eat and we've sat there and we said, my God, here we are all together. We've all been lovers and we were enemies. Now we're friends, you know.
Yeah.
And
isn't life interesting?
It's incredible. It is interesting. Yes, it has proved very interesting to me.
I'd like to ask you a couple of general questions. We're still, let me see. We're into the second tape. Okay. It seems like you've met your lovers in a variety of different ways.
I would say so, yes.
So there doesn't seem to be a set...
There's no set pattern. It seems like my life was not a set pattern to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a very mixed up wild life. If I had the ability or knew how to do it, I really think that I would like to write a book on the story of my life. It would have to start from the very, very beginning, which would be very early in my childhood. There was so much. There would be so much to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be the bestseller, really. Yeah. I do. It's great. A lot of things happened to me in my life. But I don't regret these things because I wouldn't want to go back and do them over again. But I do not regret them because they have... it has given me a lot of experience on how to deal and how to cope. For a while it made me bitter, but I don't feel really bitter anymore about it because I've learned a lot of things, and experience is the best teacher.
Mm.
I think this life in itself is tough enough, but if you sometimes you really feel that you have found someone that's going to be there for you. A lot of times I thought, well, I'm going to be with this person for the rest of my life. I think I felt that way about Bobby. I think I felt that way about Judy. And I'm sure we've all been there and said, well, I will never love another as long as I live. But then we have to go back to the same thing, that after Judy and after Bobby, there was another one.
Yeah.
And that was, up until now, that was the last lover in my life, was Karen.
Yeah, after Bobby was Bev, and
right.
You lived
oh,
with
yes,
her
right,
for a
Bev,
while.
And, yes.
How long was that?
Two and a half years.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And
now,
she was Butch also?
Yes.
And you were introduced to her by those two friends?
Yes, we started seeing each other, and it was, yeah, 2.5 years with her, and we split, and she is now living with Florence Fox, who was Jakey's lover in the beginning, and Jakey's passed away. Jakey passed away at the age of 37. She died of an overdose of booze and drugs and booze, you know. Great person. We were really good friends. Then comes Karen.
Okay, now there's a space between some of those lovers.
A long space. I went for a while. I just was so disgusted that I didn't want to see anybody do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bobby comes very close to the breakup with Judy.
Yes.
And then Bev comes fairly close,
yes,
to the breakup with Bobby.
That's correct.
And after the breakup with Bev, and how did that breakup happen?
Crazy. It was, the girl was a young girl, but she just, she just did not seem to have any goals set for herself, like getting a job. She had a very intelligent mind, but she seemed very lazy.
Mm.
And it was like, I'm on welfare, I'm unable to work, get out there and do something. And we fought a lot, and she, I don't know, I think we just fought so much, and she wasn't happy, and I feel that she had this other person on, thinking about this other person on the line.
Mm.
And we just, there was no really great argument with us. It was just, it was kind of a mutual thing. We just felt it would be better that we split it. We weren't too happy about it, but we did both agree on that we weren't, our life was going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like she was making a fool out of me, and it just wasn't correct. And so we split after 2.5 years.
Mm. Did you stay friends right away, or was that bad?
We were friends. We remained friends, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little difficult because for a while I felt like I still liked her a little bit. It was a little tough for me, and I still used to call her once in a while, and I had a little hard time with that, I'd say, for a few months, a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I was okay,
yeah.
Able to deal with it.
Yeah. And then there's time between the end of Bev and the beginning of Karen.
Yes, there is.
How long?
During that time, I felt, well, quite a while. I would say, I can't say approximately, it was quite a while. I was very bitter, and I just didn't feel like I wanted to be bothered with anyone. I felt like I could care less. I had the attitude I could care less if I ever had anybody again.
Mm.
And it was just, I knew that, well, I didn't say, you know, like that one friend asked me, well, do you feel like you want to go straight and get married or be with a man or something like this? I said, well, how stupid, you know. Mm-hmm. And they brought up the thing, you know, well, your friend Mary did. I said, well, that's Mary. That's not me, you know. I said, I like women, and this fact still remains.
Mm-hmm.
And whether I'm alone, celibate, or whatever I am,
mm-hmm.
I will remain the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and
seems like it's like 10 years at least.
Yeah.
Is it 10 years between Bev and Karen?
Yes, long time. I have stayed by myself a long time.
Because I remember when you started going with Karen, and what year was that? Do you remember? End of the 70s?
80.
80?
Mm-hmm.
And you broke up with Bev?
It was August 20th, 1980.
Mm-hmm. And you and Bev broke up when?
Well, that's been
60-something.
Right. So there was quite a few years in between there. Quite a few. I had
seen people.
Well, I had seen people in between. I had maybe slept with some of them, you know.
I see.
But nothing, you know.
Yeah. So you were.
I had had some sleeping relationships, but
yeah,
nothing that were worth discussing, really.
There's so many questions I want to ask you. And I think that my head is just really
a mind-boggling thing at this
stuff.
Point.
Yeah.
You've probably never heard anything in your life like it, really.
It's
I'm sure you have, but it's mixed up.
Everybody has a unique story, but this is just so full of changes. You know, so many different kinds of changes.
Yep.
And a couple of the questions, because I've known you a fairly long time, is if you
Excuse
might
me.
Want to talk about, first of all, prior to your going to jail for that short period of time, you were forced into a prostitution situation. After you got back out, there's years in between. Did that ever come up again?
No.
So that's the only time?
That's it. That was enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was enough for me.
The other question that I have is, you've got kids.
That's right. that's when I had the kids. It's like this prostitution thing lasts for a while, but that's
about
how I got the kids. And I have six.
Okay, now how long? I mean, it takes more than 1 year to get six kids.
That's right.
So,
it was lasting a while, because two of my children have the same father. And I also had a slight relationship with the father, too, of two of my children.
Okay.
It's,
So you got pregnant during the time that you were on the streets for this woman, for this Evelyn.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And how many kids did you have during that period of time when you were working for
her?
Well,
all of them, but not while I was with her.
No, I want to know how many during
well,
the period
I was
with her.
I wasn't with her then. This happened after.
Were you pregnant in jail?
No. No.
Okay, so you got pregnant later.
After I came out.
Okay.
Okay.
So you did go back to doing some of that.
Well, it wasn't like doing it on the street, but I was seeing some people, you know, after I did come out because I had no way of maintaining myself.
Sure.
And I don't, when I talk to my counselor, I can't look at her with a straight face and tell her that I was ashamed of it. Because I wasn't exactly at that time, because I just was so bitter and hard that I just didn't give a shit. It wasn't that I didn't give a shit about myself. I always kept myself neat and clean and everything, but I felt so, I was so rotten about everything, I didn't want to work. I thought, well, if I can go out and I can make $100 an hour or $500 a night or whatever, why should I work? See? But, you see, if I'd have been playing, if I'd have been playing with a full deck, I mean, you know, maybe,
well,
but I wish I knew then what I know now. I wouldn't be on welfare. I wouldn't. I do have kids, and I can't say that I regret. I don't say that I regret that, but I don't really feel that I was cut out to be a mother. Sometimes I feel that it was the wrong thing for me because I'm not a person that has good discipline. I never did.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard for me to discipline my kids because I was beaten a lot as a child, and it's hard for me to hit my daughter, especially now, the last one. It's very hard for me to do that, and I think she recognizes that fact sometimes, and but then she'll get me so angry or push me to the point where I'll haul up and knock her head off for her.
How old is your oldest?
24.
And your youngest?
And that's my son Marty, and the youngest is Dion, which is 13.
So there's a period of what? Of 11 years when you're kind of on and off making some money through sex.
I would say, yeah. That's, it was a long, hard road there for a while, but,
Sure, but it's also survival.
It, once that ended, I never and would never go back to that, never.
Did that end with the birth of your last child?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
She's 13 years old.
Yeah.
She'll soon be 14 in August.
Right.
August 28th.
But you actually were only on the streets, as it were, or being a street prostitute during that period with Evelyn.
That's correct.
The other times that you made money, how was it different from being a street prostitute?
Well, a lot of the time I think was given to the father of Elaine and Robert. I spent a lot of time dealing with him. He wanted me to marry him.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, I can't marry you. There's just no way I can marry you. And he had a lot of money, and he used to, you know, give me a lot of money, but then he'd want something in return for it. And we went through a lot of scenes, and I had a hell of a time, you know, dealing with him. I just didn't feel like I could marry the bastard, and because if I'd have known that he were going to croak, maybe I would have married him just to get the money, because he worked on the railroad, and the pension would have been great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been maybe a thing for security and that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, why these things kept happening with me. It was just, it sounds like a poor excuse, because actually it was aggravating me being with these men and stuff, but it seemed like the money was good, and that was the only, the sole reason that I did this.
So what you had was, let's say the mother or the father of Elaine and Robert, was you had a kind of relationship where he gave you money, but it was not the same as turning the trade.
Right, it was not the same as being out there and hustling for it. I used to put up with all kinds of shit when I was out there hustling. I had guys try to choke me to death. Jeez. I had one try to kill me one night, and you know, it's. I really had a lot of things happen to me in my life, and it hasn't been good. You know, the past is not always easy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But I have really feel that through all this I have faced a lot of things, and I'm still having problems, you know, where I see a psychiatrist and a counselor for certain things now. I find it very, very hard to deal with things concerning sex. I think perhaps that's been because of things in my childhood, and also because I haven't always had good relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that this this plays an important part in a person's life. The things that have happened back in their childhood and throughout the earlier period of their life plays a very important part in a relationship or how you can deal with your life or function in your life. There's times like, that long period before Karen, there's times that I just felt, do I ever want anyone again? Do I ever want to be with anyone? Will I ever be with anyone? And should I just remain alone? And what sort of, I've often just felt, really, what sort of security is there in this goddamn life? I have never really felt like I wanted to go straight. Mm-hmm. I started attending a church that was a ministry for people who want to be delivered from homosexuality or for people who are delivered homosexuals. I did not start attending that church.